Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. They must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive to the day that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me, huh?
Listen to me. It's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'ma do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean the man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
amen. Blessings to everybody out there online. Blessings to everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. And you know First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know later on, my brother in Christ will be joining us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And we just want to go ahead and get started. Let's get to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you. We want to magnify you. We want to praise you. We want to lift you up on tonight. We want to tell you, Lord, that you are a good God. You are a magnificent God. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. There is no God like you, no God above you, no God beside you, and there never will be. And we just want to praise your name. We just want to magnify your name. We just want to glorify your name. We just want to lift your name up high and holy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your revelation knowledge on tonight. And Lord, once again, we just love you, and we appreciate you. We adore you. Hallelujah for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy. Hallelujah to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're just not tuned in, amen. Praise God. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is Thursday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know, amen, a lot of people are watching football, but I got a word for you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I hope you're tuned in. I hope you're called in. Praise God for you to catch the word. Hallelujah. That the Lord has for you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. It might be for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do have your Bibles or your electronic devices on tonight, we're going to John chapter 5. Praise God. John chapter 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be starting at verse 2. John chapter 5. Starting at verse 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting of the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever it then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whosoever disease he had. Let me stop right there, because a lot of people that, you know, I'm reading out of the King James. What it's saying is, praise God, hallelujah, right across from the sheep market. So right across where people are spending money at, where commerce is taking place, hallelujah, where the exchange of goods and services is going on, right across the street from that. Glory to God, there's a pool, hallelujah, called Bethesda. But now at this pool is five, hallelujah, porches, or what you might say five tents. Hallelujah. You might say it's like a homeless camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then this homeless camp is made up of all these people with all these different infirmities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what a lot of people don't notice, but what a lot of people don't see is, praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody's there. Hallelujah. Compensating for something that they don't got. Hallelujah. But also, praise God, compensating for something somebody else don't got. Praise God. I'm leaning on you. You leaning on them. We leaning on her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something wrong with all of us, and we done grouped ourselves together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And once a year, one of us got the opportunity to get up out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us were in situations. Praise God. A lot of us, amen, were born. Hallelujah, in situations, in environments. A lot of us were born in the hood. Hallelujah, praise God. And we're trying to get out the hood. Glory to God, hallelujah. But all of us, amen, are stuck in the hood. And we try to, all of us are missing something. Glory to God, hallelujah. And none of us got enough to actually get out, hallelujah, together. So what we do is we stay, praise God, and we all compensate for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got this, so you can borrow that from me. And if you need that, I got that. Hallelujah. We all compensating because we all don't have what it takes. Hallelujah. To get out together. And every once in a while, one of us make it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's true in the hood. We all know somebody. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, they get about the hood and they don't come back. Glory to God. And we talk about the people. Hallelujah. So-and-so the native. Praise God. And they done forgot where they came from. Hallelujah. I ain't got a letter, a postcard, a phone call, a text. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And, but watch what happens when your number get called. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to see. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking from one perspective. I'm going to get into it. But I want to see when your number get called. Hallelujah. Praise God. How much you going to go back? How much you going to go back and do? Glory to God. Because the Bible says we're going to be judged. Hallelujah. By every word that we speak. Every vain word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we talking a lot of stuff while we ain't got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. God say when I bless you with it, hallelujah, amen, remember what you said about what you said you was going to do with it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you say, remember what Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord so enough can take it away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But back to the text. If this is true in the natural. In the natural, we all gathered in together, praise God, and we all depending on one another to survive, praise God. Each of us waiting on an opportunity, praise God, hallelujah, to get up out the hood, an opportunity to get up out the situation. All of us waiting on an opportunity, hallelujah. Is that not so in the spirit? Praise God, hallelujah. We all gather together in sin, and every once in a while, one of us get out, and we got the nerve to get mad when somebody gets saved. We got the nerve to get mad when somebody, hallelujah, gave their life over to God. We had the nerve to get mad, praise God, because we know they wouldn't answer our phone calls or our text messages no more. Glory to God, hallelujah. But now that it's us, how many people do we go back and try to get saved? Hallelujah. You ain't got to go back and try to hang out. Hallelujah. But do you go back and try to, hallelujah, get somebody saved? Do you go back, hallelujah, and give them a card and tell them where, hallelujah, where you been? Praise God. Do you go back, in other words, give your testimony? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I done heard testimonies of people on the line. That I done went back and told them. They already knew. Matter of fact, hallelujah, they was really waiting on me. Ain't it crazy when the worldly folks was waiting on you to realize you was different? Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's get back into the text. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Verse 5, it says, and a certain man was there. A certain man. Hallelujah. Keep in mind, this was a multitude of people. Hallelujah. A multitude. Hallelujah, of people. Praise God. And every other time they spoke of a multitude, one time it was a 5,000 multitude, not counting the women and children. Another time it was a 4,000 multitude, not counting the women and children. I don't know if this was 1,000, 500. Hallelujah, praise God, 50. But it's a lot of folks at this thing. And it's right across from the sheep market. Hallelujah, right across where people are sitting, going, and buying. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's the same how you can sit over there, hallelujah, amen, at the mall and look across the street at the homeless folks while you doing your shopping. Okay, we ain't going to get into that, bless the name of the Lord. It said, and a certain man was there, hallelujah, with an infirmity 30 and 8 years, 30 and 8 years. Now, look, it don't say how old the man was. It just tells us how long he's been in the situation that he's in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know for 38 years he's had this infirmity. Praise God. For 38 years he's been in this situation. For 38 years, hallelujah, amen, he's been on one of these porches. Glory to God. In one of these tents, camped out here waiting for an opportunity. For 38 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Jesus saw him lie, praise God, and knew that he had been there how long, hallelujah, time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? In other words, when Jesus saw how long he had been there, and he knew, because he's God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and he has the prophetic ability just to know these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know how long he's been here waiting for the angel to come down. Praise God. He's been here 38 years waiting for an opportunity for this angel to stir the waters so he can get in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes, hallelujah, amen, we look at people in situations and we got to ask them the questions because, hallelujah, we want to find out. We need to find out, are they comfortable in this situation? Glory to God. Let me put it this way. Sometimes we helping people that don't want to be helped. Praise God. Sometimes we look at them in that situation for that amount of time and the first thought comes to our head is they've been in that situation so long, they got to be ready to get out of it. They got to be ready to get out of that abusive relationship. They got to be ready to get out of that dead-end religion. They got to be ready to get out of that dead-end career. They got to be ready to get out of that dead-end theology. They got to be ready for this. They got to. They've been in it too long. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And they too dependent on the other people. Hallelujah, amen, for the thing that they don't have, but they can have it. Praise God. But they trusting in this opportunity when they should be trusting in God. Hallelujah, praise God. But should I spend the amount of time? Hallelujah. See, this is why you got to ask questions up front. Glory to God. Before I go laying hands on you, will thou be made whole? Because I don't feel like draining my virtue. Hallelujah, amen, for a reason, amen, that ain't there. Praise God. Some people don't want to be healed. Some people are happy in the situation that they're in. Hallelujah. People complain about the situation they're in and don't want to get out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I can give you a ticket, and that'll get you over here. When you get over here, hey, man, you can meet somebody. They'll make sure you get some money, and they'll get you a little job real quick, get you some clothes, a little place to stay, and get you started until you can get on your own. Well, now, girl, I think I'll just stay and stick it out with him. You know, he been saying he's going to start going to church, so I'm going to just go and stay and see what he's going to do. A lot of people say I won't help. Praise God, or they act like they won't help until help is provided. Hallelujah. A lot of people, amen, are in situations that if you was in that situation, look, you got to realize everybody ain't you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. My wife had to tell me that a lot. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't you. Everybody don't think like you. You sitting there thinking, looking at him going, now, if I was him, I'd be ready. Hallelujah. If I was him, I'd be ready to get out of this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, wait a minute. I got to ask a question. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if we are to live like Jesus lived, before we offer our assistance, hallelujah, of somebody that looks like they should want our help, we need to make sure they want it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you look comfortable. I mean, y'all got a good little system going here. Praise God. He do that for you. You do that for him. She do that for you. Y'all got a little system going. Seem like you the king of this. Seem like you running it. You've been here the longest. You've been here 38 years. It seems like you the boss. Praise God. Like you got some authority under these tents. Glory to God. I don't know. Do you want to be made whole? Glory to God, hallelujah. And I've heard preachers bash, hallelujah, amen, this man for his answer. Hallelujah, but I'm going to do what Jesus did. Watch this, hallelujah. Verse 7, hallelujah. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. Let me stop real quick. I have no man. Don't want nobody help me. Hallelujah. When the water is troubled and I have an opportunity to get in the water, hallelujah, to get healed, won't nobody help me get into the pool? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I hear people crucify this man for this statement as if you have never been in this position, as if you have never needed help and nobody would help you. But Elder, for 38 years, you been, how long you been alive and how long? Glory to God. Don't play. Hallelujah. Don't play. You know how people are out here. People don't want to help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. People would rather see you fail and see them succeed, because in their heart, they really hating on you because their heart ain't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From the world to the church is still the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People like to hear your testimony of how you need help, but they won't help you. Glory to God. He said, nobody won't help me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And then he says, but while I am coming, he said, even though nobody wouldn't help me, I still was trying to get to the pool on my own. I wasn't just sitting waiting around. Hallelujah. I wasn't just sitting there waiting for somebody to help me get to the pool. I was trying to get there even though nobody wouldn't help me. But watch this. He said, while I'm coming, another step is down in front of me. When I got close to getting into the water on my own, somebody else jumped in front of me every single time. Glory to God. How many times have people jumped in front of you because they saw opportunities for a come up? Glory to God, hallelujah. They saw you, hallelujah, and they jumped in front of you. They got your spot. I've been there, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. They saw an opportunity that you knew about, hallelujah. Amen. You heard about the job was hired. You just happened to mention it in conversation. And they hit ears, they ran up and got one of the last two slots. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, because they act like they're your friends. Hallelujah, amen. As long as we all getting along to get along. Glory to God. But when an opportunity come up, hallelujah, I will step over you and in front of you. Hallelujah, amen, to get out of this thing. He said every time somebody stepped in front of me. Hallelujah. He said every time. Hallelujah. Somebody tried to stop me. God said every single time. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And Jesus said, rise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take up thy bed and walk. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, every time I've heard this in the past, but most of the time I've heard the preacher go off. Hallelujah. Somebody stepped in front of me. I heard one preacher, I guess they did. But Jesus did not chastise this man. Glory to God, hallelujah. So why do we chastise people who are in predicaments? Hallelujah, amen. Why we can't believe what somebody is saying? See, when it's you, you want somebody to believe you. I'm in this situation because of this, that, and the other thing. Well, that ain't no excuse, because I know so-and-so is in this situation. One person out of 1,000 made it out of the situation. And now all the weight is on me to do what they did, hallelujah, when I didn't have the help they did, all the opportunities they did. Glory to God, hallelujah. People tell their stories, hallelujah, when they come up as if nobody helped them at all. They got to turn from the mud, hallelujah, from the dirt. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody had to plant you in the dirt, hallelujah. Somebody had to cultivate the plant. You might not have liked the way it was cultivated, but you did not get to where you have got to on your own. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That verse we always quote, with good measure, given it shall be given, with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over the end, says, shall man given to your bosom, shall man. God wants to help you. He wants to give you help through a man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody had to know somebody. Hallelujah. For you to get what you got. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got the loan on my own. No, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Influence the loan officer. You know you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like you just lucky. Hallelujah. Luck don't exist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chance don't exist. Hallelujah. Praise God. Accident don't exist. God has a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He saw this certain man out of this multitude. and at whom you want to be made whole, and didn't chastise him, accepted. He accepted what the man said. See, that's the problem. We don't want to accept what people say. Hallelujah. Well, I was raised this way. Well, you ain't still ain't have to do what you did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then people look at it, I guess you think you holier than thou. Praise God. Jesus, amen, accept what the person said and bless the man. He healed the man. Told him, pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because God has mercy on those that need to be helped, that men have the opportunity to help and won't help. Remember, this is right across from the sheep market. People with money is right across the street. But even though they got money across the street, they allow poverty and infirmity to exist, hallelujah, right across from where they are. These people ain't got to wait, hallelujah, for the angel to come down. Hallelujah. It's enough money across the street for physicians. Hallelujah. It's enough priests and ministers. We are in Jerusalem. Glory to God. We're not in the world. Hallelujah. We not in Galilee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We not in Judea. We not in Samaria. We are in Jerusalem. We are in the holy city. How dare you be in a holy city and allow something like this to be occurring? How dare you say you holy? Glory to God, and allow something like this to be occurring in your presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God told the man, Jesus told the man, hallelujah, pick up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on that same day was the seventh day. There he go again. You know Jesus always doing stuff when he ain't supposed to be doing. Oh, Lord, I ain't going to get into that. Glory to God. But the law say that when you on the Sabbath, praise God, hallelujah, you ain't supposed to be doing no miracles. You ain't supposed to be healing nobody. But they didn't understand that the Sabbath day was not created for us. It was created for him. He's the one that rests on that day. Every day should be our Sabbath. We should be resting every day in the knowing that God, hallelujah, is who he is. Hallelujah. And the knowledge and the revelation, hallelujah, that we get from the knowledge that Christ has given us. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, we celebrate the Sabbath, but don't use that as an excuse, hallelujah, not to help nobody. Don't use that as an excuse to be lazy. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't use that as an excuse to not do God's work. Glory to God. If it's the day of the Lord, if any day you should be doing the Lord's work, it should be on the Sabbath. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Jews, therefore, we in verse 10, hallelujah, therefore said unto him that was cured, is it the seventh day? Hallelujah. Is it not lawful for thee to carry thy bed? He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto thee, take up my bed and walk. In other words, you ain't supposed to be getting healed on a day like this. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then you got your bed, walking around with it. You're not supposed to be, hallelujah, doing any kind of activity, much less, hallelujah, on the Sabbath day. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. They was mad. What, Lord, but why do people get mad? Because they feel like you've been blessed at the wrong time. Glory to God, hallelujah. They feel like this wasn't the time for you to get blessed. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. They get mad. They want to question you. How this happened to you today? Today? Praise God, hallelujah. I just saw you yesterday. I knew what you was doing yesterday. I know what situation you was in yesterday, and here you is looking like you looking today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 13, and he that healed me was not who it was, but Jesus, He knew not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away in a multitude, being in that place. For afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, now look where he found him at. Hallelujah. When God heals you, you got to go straight to God. When God bring you out them streets, you need to go straight to God. Hallelujah, amen. You don't need to hesitate. Hallelujah, amen. When it comes to getting this thing right, when God then delivered you from something, glory to God, hallelujah, you need to go straight to God's house. Glory to God, hallelujah. Your house needs to be the temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not your body need to be the temple. The house you live in need to be the temple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to make a complete dedication to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This man was not hard to find. See, our problem is we get our blessing. Oh, Lord. We get our blessing and we go to the club. We go right back to the streets. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And the sad thing about it, a lot of us went to the church, went to the temple, went seeking God, hallelujah, to get out of the mess that we was in. And then when God got us out that mess, we went and started doing right back the very thing that we was doing that got us into it. Because you still got the numbers in your phone. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. You still got the connections. You still know a way that you can get back, hallelujah, where you was. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And that's going to always be a temptation unless you cut it out, unless you press delete. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But not this man. This man said, no, you know where I'm going. Hallelujah, I'm going to the house of the Lord. I bet he was quoting David, hallelujah, on the way. I bet he was like, I'm glad when they said unto me, hallelujah, let us go, hallelujah, to the house of the Lord. The man went to the temple, and when you go to the temple, you go to the temple for two things back then. You went there to worship, or you went there to pray, or you went there to do both at the same time. Praise God, and no doubt this man was doing both at the same time. He had been healed of an infirmity that he had for 38 years. Glory to God, and didn't get to thank the man that did it. So he went to the God in the man. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to God and give him thanks. I'm going to go to God and give him glory. I'm going to go to God and give him praise. I ain't making no other stop before I even go home and let my family know that I'm better. Hallelujah, praise God, even though they ain't came to check on me. Before I even let them know that I'm delivered, hallelujah, I'm going straight to God and give him the glory and give him the praise and lift him up and magnify him, his name. Because only he, hallelujah, could have sent this man to break me out of this situation. Glory to God. Sometimes God sends somebody in your life to bring you out of the situation that you're in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're ready to come out of it. Hallelujah. 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 So back to verse 14. It says, afterward, Jesus findeth him. Findeth if that go that ETA. So he was always, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. He findeth him there. Praise God. So he was there. Every time Jesus went to the temple, glory to God, hallelujah. Every time he went to the temple, this man was there. He continuously found this man praying or worshiping the Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. And he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Oh, Lord. See, this is a revelation that people don't like to accept right here. He said, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. We need to examine that just real quick. Glory to God, because I don't like to beat nobody up, hallelujah, because we all have sinned. We all have fell short of the glory of God. But this scripture is telling us something that a lot of us don't want to accept, that there's a lot of infirmities that affect the body, our physical, or direct result of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The spiritual affects the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This man, he didn't say, watch this. He didn't say, make sure you go and eat right. Make sure you exercise three times a day. Stay healthy. Make sure you eat your greens. Eat your green vegetables. Make sure you eat those. Make sure you get some fruits mixed up in there. You got to get this routine down. He ain't give him no exercise, no health plan. He gave him a spiritual plan. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When he said, sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sin no more. Hallelujah. Some of us are in the condition we're in because of the sin. It may have been 38 years ago. Hallelujah. It may have been a long time ago. Glory to God. But God has come tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. To redeem you of that sin. He says, I shed my blood for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that you would know that you are redeemed from whatever sin that you're in. So therefore, you can be loose from whatever infirmity was attached to that sin. So he's saying, go and sin no more. Maybe that's why every time he looked for him, and where he wasn't even looking for him no more. It said he just kept finding him there. Hallelujah. He finded it there. He finded it. He finded it. Every time he went, here he is in the church, in the temple, seeking God, praising God, magnifying God. Hallelujah. Because you know why? Because I still could have been back in my old situation waiting on a once-a-year opportunity. Hallelujah. But God came. Oh, glory to God. And gave me an opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen. That I could not turn down. Hallelujah. Praise. He gave me a proposition that I could not resist. All he asked me was, do I want to be made whole? Do I want to be solid again? Do I want everything that's wrong with me to be fixed? Hallelujah. And all I had to tell him was, yeah. Hallelujah. I don't think I like this. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we got to stop judging people and thinking they like the situation they in. Oh, glory. Some people like it and some people don't. This man say, I'm not one of them women that like to get slapped around and cussed out. I'm not one of them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not one of them men that I'm thinking I'm going to work this dead-end job and have this job run up my blood pressure and die at a young age because I'm trying to be a company man. I got dreams and aspirations in the Lord. I ain't one of them. I know I've been here for a long time, but hey, I ain't one of them. I've been waiting on this opportunity. And as soon as I get this opportunity, look, I got to tell y'all, now, I ain't looking back. Hallelujah, praise God. Y'all have to turn around and people in your hood, people that live next door that you hang out with every night, that you used to smoke with every night, that you used to drink with every night. If y'all used to say, we going to get out of this thing together every night, you had to tell them people, glory to God, hallelujah, I know what I say. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But once you got out, hallelujah, you hit the dirt and ain't looked back. Hallelujah. We even wrote a song about it. Hallelujah. And I won't go back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And sung it in church. I done made it out, and I won't go back. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can talk about me all I want to. But once God has delivered me from my infirmity, glory to God, hallelujah. I won't go back. Glory to God, hallelujah. You gonna have to come out. Oh, Lord. Praise God. See, watch this. I might need money to get out the hood. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I might need an investment to get out the hood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I might need an opportunity to get out the hood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But all I need is Jesus to get out of sin. Hallelujah. All I need to do is believe on the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years ago, that blood that was shed and the water that was shed was not shed in vain. Glory to God, that I come to a place of repentance in my life. Hallelujah, that I change my heart. Hallelujah, and I change my mind. Hallelujah, to a point that I know that God has died, so I don't have to keep doing the things that I used to do. God died so we can stop being whoremongers. God died so we can stop being hoes. Glory to God. God died so we can stop lying. God died so we can stop cheating. God died so we can stop living in the sin that we in. Glory to God. He died so that we could come out, so we could be lifted, hallelujah, out of this sin of infirmity that we were in. He died so we could come out that thing. He shed the blood, hallelujah, not so we could keep doing the things that we're doing, hallelujah, so he could give us grace for the things that we have already done, and we can come out of these things, glory to God, and be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. He said, don't go back. Let's leave a worse thing. Oh, glory to God. A worse thing. Hallelujah. It's going to be harder the second time around because it's going to be worse. Hallelujah. You're going to hurt worse. Hallelujah. The pain is going to be more. It's going to be psychological. It's going to be mental. Hallelujah. It's going to be physical. It's going to be spiritual. You're going to hurt all the way around. Hallelujah. I'm telling you now, once I've managed you out of this thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that I have delivered you from lying. Now that I have delivered you from adultery. Now that I have delivered you, hallelujah, amen, from worshiping these false idols and gods. Now that I have delivered you, hallelujah, from your religious beliefs and traditions. Now that I have delivered you from these things. Don't go back. At least a worse thing. It's going to get worse. You're going to be deeper than you were. Hallelujah. You're going to be more confused than you was. You're going to be dumber than you was. You're going to be more promiscuous than you was. Glory to God. You're going to be a bigger liar than you was. A bigger con man. A bigger manipulator than you was. He said, I done brought you out that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you go back in if you want to. Praise God. A worse thing going to come upon you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to be worse. Hallelujah, than it was, hallelujah, before. Praise God, hallelujah. And it says, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus, hallelujah, which made him whole. See, we need to go and tell the world, hallelujah, amen, it was Jesus. It was the work of the Lord. See, I didn't do this on my own. If it was up to me, oh, Lord. See, y'all don't want to say if it was up to me. Y'all don't want to say that because y'all happy not doing no sins. Y'all happy living the straight and narrow. Hallelujah, amen. Y'all don't never want to cuss nobody out. Y'all don't never have that desire to go off on somebody. You don't never desire, amen, to look at another woman or talk to her or flirt with her. Y'all don't got some kind of desires, glory to God. Y'all don't want to say amen. You don't want to say amen, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But you got to know, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that the Bible does say, hallelujah, there is no temptation, hallelujah, that is common to man. We all got something. Hallelujah. The Lord told me this. He says, amen, praise God. People need to quit lying, saying they ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. Everybody got something. Some temptation, not that you doing it, but you struggling with it. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. So you won't get confused. Hallelujah. Not that you doing it. Praise God, but you struggle with it. You saw her when she walked in the room. Everybody saw her. This wasn't just your struggle when she walked in the room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even your wife said, Lord, look at her. Glory to God. This ain't just you. Glory to God. The Lord say, get that out. That's the devil telling you, this just you. That was just you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be ashamed. That's the devil. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Calling yourself a man of God. Calling yourself a woman of God with these thoughts flowing through you. You ought to be ashamed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just you. Ain't nobody else in here thought what you just thought. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. Everybody saw her. Everybody saw him. Because when you saw him, you wanted to see where your wife was. Oh, Lord, who is that? Where my girl at? Oh, okay, she over there. I don't know who that is. He looks like he's looking for something. Nah, I don't trust it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we act like these things. Hallelujah. Like we perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God brought us out of something where we trying to not go back in. I'm trying not to go back to being that dude. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The one that would go off on you. Hallelujah. Because when I was in it, I was harsh. Hallelujah. I was an a-hole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said if you go back to that, it's going to get worse. Oh, Lord. It's going to be harder to come back out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the only thing, he went testifying about this. He did what God told him to do, and he went and testified. He told the Jews it was Jesus. It was God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought out to slay him. Because he had done these things on the Sabbath. I'm going to stop there. Don't people always want to persecute you for doing the right thing? Because they feel like you're doing it at the wrong time, for the wrong people, for the wrong reason. Hallelujah, praise God. They feel like you're breaking some law that they don't even understand. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Don't you know religious folks will persecute you for a law that they don't even understand? They're supposed to, though. They got a plaque on the wall. These ain't, glory to God, hallelujah. These ain't just regular Jews, amen. They've been taught by the Pharisees and the scribes, glory to God, the scholars, hallelujah, amen. Everything they know, they learned from them, and they learned you ain't supposed to do nothing on the Sabbath. In other scriptures, amen, that the scribes themselves, the Pharisees themselves, even the Sadducees had a problem with Jesus doing stuff on the Sabbath day. See, they supposed to understand it because they got a plaque on the wall. Glory to God, hallelujah. They got a certificate saying they are master of understanding, hallelujah, what this is. And even though they certified, they still don't understand it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's why God says these are blind guys. The blind.
You are the last party in
blind.
The conference.
Amen. The blind is leading the blind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did he say? When the blind leads the blind, when the blind leads the blind, praise God, both of them fall into the ditch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Both of them, amen, praise God, won't prosper. Both of them will end up failing. Both of them, amen, will end up, hallelujah, in the gutter, in the hole, praise God, because the blind is leading the blind. Glory to God, hallelujah. They say they know the law and got the credentials to prove it. But God has come in the flesh to tell them you don't even understand what you think you do. Hallelujah. Therefore, they persecuted him. Hallelujah, because they thought they understood. Praise God, hallelujah, what the law said. How you going to tell the word what the word say? Glory to God, hallelujah. How you going to tell the word what the word means? Hallelujah, amen. How you going to define to the word what the word is defined as? Glory to God, hallelujah. See, when they don't know who they talking to. Hallelujah. See, somebody tried to tell you something, but they didn't know who they was talking to. Oh, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they thought they should have a better understanding than you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God sent you to them. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. So you can, hallelujah, educate them. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, amen. They had to see it for themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is talking to the chosen ones tonight. See, they're going to persecute you for the truth. Hallelujah. What is the truth to them? Everything that goes against everything that they believe. Praise God. This is how I understand it. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it is. God does not change. Glory to God. What if he never changed? What if you never understood it right? And that misunderstood teaching went generation to generation. Oh, glory to God. And to generation and to generation. And now Jesus came along to tell you, you've been taught the wrong thing. That's why he say, I know what you've been taught. I know what they told you. But I say this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God is saying tonight, praise God, hallelujah, not only am I bringing you out, hallelujah, amen, praise God, of what you was in, praise God, hallelujah, I'm giving you a testimony, praise God, of what you was in and how I brought you out and how you ain't went back. Glory to God, hallelujah. Most of you already got it just on the phone line, hallelujah. But those of you out there on the line, on the internet, watching the video, hallelujah, God say, I'm finna put it in you. Hallelujah, amen, because I'm finna bring you out of it. And once I bring you out, hallelujah, don't go back in. See, some of us got the testimony of when we went back in. Oh, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us on our second, third, fourth chance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that's why old folks try to tell you, child, I'm trying to tell you what they say. I'm telling you what I know. When an old person tell you, I'm telling you what I know, what they saying? They telling you, I've been through this thing. Hallelujah. More than one time. See, if I've been through it one time, I can tell you what I think. I think this because this did happen to me this one time. But if it keeps happening to me over and over and over, hallelujah, I'm no longer telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. So when the old people say, I'm telling you what I know, you need to listen. Glory to God, hallelujah, because more than likely, 9 times out of 10, they trying to keep you from getting in the mess that they got in. When the saints tell you, hallelujah, you need to listen and abide by the word of God. When they tell you, you need to listen to your mother and father, that you should obey your parents, they not telling you what they think. They telling you what they know. This is through their life experience. This man is not testifying to the Jews what he thinks Jesus could do. He's not testifying to the Jews, hallelujah, what he figured Jesus could do. He's testifying to the Jews what he know Jesus could do. He know Jesus could do it because he did it with him. See, God got you that testimony. I know God can do it. I know Yahshua can do it because he did it with me. He brought me out of this. Hallelujah. Praise God. He brought me out of darkness into a marvelous light. Hallelujah. He made all my crooked paths straight. He put me on the road to righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. He took me out of sin. He washed me up and made me whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't cuss folks out like I used to do. I don't have a bad attitude like I used to have. I'm not stingy like I used to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us looking for, don't forget about the stinginess. Yeah, you done stop cussing, but you're still stingy. Yeah, you done stop drinking, but you still got a nasty attitude. You want to brag about not smoking weed, but you still cheating on your wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to, oh, God. He said, when I bring you out of it, hallelujah, when I deliver you, when I make you whole, when I deliver you from all this, hallelujah. Don't go back. Glory to God. Don't go back. Hallelujah. Stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Find a way to stay in his presence. Find a way to get in his presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Buy you a Bible. Download it. I suggest buying you one. Hallelujah. Get you an old used one because the new ones are edited and redacted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Get you a Bible. Find God for yourself. Hallelujah. Call the line. Find you a spiritual advisor. Seek the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to be running around the one that running behind the one that brought you out of. Hallelujah. You ought to be like one of them women in the movies. This man and came and brought you out the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you running behind him like a puppy. Hallelujah. Because he done brought you out the hood, out the ghetto. That's how we should be about Jesus. We should be running behind him like, Lord. Hallelujah. You brought me out of sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. You brought me out of darkness. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And God, I'm grateful. Hallelujah. We ought to magnify him. We ought to praise him. And the most thing we can do to honor what he has done for us is to honor what he said. Hallelujah. Amen. And not go back. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say you're waiting on the opportunity, but God is here. Praise God, will thou be made whole. Glory to God, are you ready to come out of that situation? Glory to God, are you ready to be delivered? Hallelujah, are you ready to be healed? Are you ready, hallelujah, to be made whole? Is this what you want? Glory to God, hallelujah, because if it is, it can be yours on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is give it over to him. Like I always say, don't try to get right to come to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to come to God so you can get right. I'm going to say it again. Don't get right, hallelujah, to come to God. Hallelujah. Come to God so you can get right. Praise God. That's what he want to do. Hallelujah. You're taking a responsibility on yourself. Watch this. He said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. Now, one of your cares is getting yourself right. He said, give me that responsibility because that's something you care about. So quit, oh, Lord, I'm trying to move forward. But he's saying, quit giving me stuff I don't care about, stuff you can do on your own, stuff you know I got this. Yeah, you know you got that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, so why are you giving that to me? Hallelujah. You could have done that on you. Give me, hallelujah, amen, the things that's down in your heart, the things that's down in your soul, the things that's down, hallelujah, in your spirit. Only I can reach down there. So you trying to fix something, hallelujah, praise God, that you can't fix. Hallelujah. And if you allow me to fix that, watch this. That'll fix this little thing you've given me that you can stop yourself. Hallelujah. The only reason why you ain't stopped it, oh, Lord, is to compensate, hallelujah, for this thing that's on the beach inside of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why would somebody, amen, whose liver is failing be an alcoholic? Why would you drink knowing that your liver is already gone? Praise God. Hallelujah. Unless it's something deeper than just the alcohol. Glory to God. It's something you trying to get. God say you trying to give me the alcohol instead of giving me the pain, instead of giving me the hurt, instead of giving me the problem. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the difference between a recreational drinker and an alcoholic. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just polished out 12. 2 6-packs, hallelujah, in one day, and you get drinking on the way to work, while you're at work, when you're coming home from work, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, killing yourself with the poison you ain't taking, and you trying to give that to God. But God say, what do you hate about yourself so much that you are trying to destroy yourself from the inside out? Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know why I'm going this way. But God say, don't give me the alcohol. Give me the problem. Hallelujah. Give me the issue. Give me the hurt. Give me the pain. Give me your heart. If you give me your heart, I will change your mind. Glory to God. I will make you whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are a true God. We thank you that you are God all by yourself, Lord. And, Lord, we come to you, hallelujah, ready to be bathed whole on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Regardless of what it looks like, we ready. Regardless of what, hallelujah, people say, we ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight for your deliverance. We thank you for your healing. We thank you, Lord, for being made whole, and we praise your name. We magnify you, and we glorify you on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight we thank you. We praise you.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised on the night. Hallelujah, amen. We want to open up the line. Hallelujah, amen. If anybody have a testimony, a comment, a prayer request, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. The line is open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jan, how you doing, Jan, if you're still online? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight, we have truly, hallelujah, had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. On tonight, we want to remind you that on tomorrow night, hallelujah, amen, you can join us, amen, for our open mic discussion, open panel discussion. If you have a topic that you want to throw on the table, if you got a question, if you got a testimony, if God has put a word on your heart, hallelujah, amen, and you feel like, amen, you have never gotten an opportunity to get this testimony or this word, hallelujah, off your chest and into the atmosphere, we will give you the opportunity to do so on tomorrow night, hallelujah, with Q&A. Hallelujah, with the apostle and the prince. Praise God, hallelujah, and possibly the pastor. That's a lot of people. Hallelujah, praise God. And we thank God, hallelujah, for each and every last one of you. We invite you to call in, tune in. If you're out there, amen, praise God, online. We invite you, amen, if you tune in tomorrow night, put your comments or your testimonies or your questions in the box. We'll honor them. Hallelujah, put them on the throne of grace. Hallelujah, amen, whatever the case may be. We invite you to participate, hallelujah, on Friday night Q&A with the apostle, the prince, and the pastor. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Speaking of the apostle, Apostle Curry, are you online on tonight? Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hey, amen. Praise you, my brother, amen. Yes, I am, man of God. Amen. Peace and blessings to you. Amen. I enjoyed the word on tonight. Amen. And all we got to do is to step out there. Amen. Because the water is already troubled. Amen. And all we got to do is just get in the right place at the right time to receive from the Lord. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. Amen. I pray we all got something tonight from him. Amen. So I give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. And we're thankful to God on tonight. Amen. Come back with your hands, man of God. Amen. Peace and blessings.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Make sure you join the Holy Apostle himself every morning. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, you can join him. Amen. On Morning Glory. Hallelujah, amen, with the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Join him every morning with Morning Glory on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, just type in the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Matter of fact, you ain't got to wait till tomorrow morning. You can type it in right now, glory to God, hallelujah. And you can listen to some of the episodes in the archive, hallelujah, on demand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. On today. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure you tune in with us tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. Friday night Q&A with the apostle, the prince. Hallelujah. And the pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I want to, amen, ask Apostle Curry, if you wouldn't mind amen, praying us out on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you and we'll give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We give you praise, Father, for what our eyes have seen. We thank you, Lord, for what our heart now do understand. We thank you, Father, for troubling the water for us, oh God. We thank you tonight that it's already done. We give you the praise and the glory, Lord. For you said your word will not return unto you, Lord. Thank you for your servant on tonight, Lord. Continue to bless him. Continue to lead him. Continue to guide him, Lord. Continue to give him what to say, God, in this hour, Lord God, that we live in. We thank you, Rabu Kundarabasti, and we give you the praise and the glory, for all of it belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord, for setting us free, for your word declares who the Son set free is free indeed. So we bless your holy name on tonight. We thank you and we give you praise for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, Father. Hallelujah. Turn back into the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen. Peace and prosperity, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Thank you, man of God. Praise God. Like we said, amen, we'll see y'all tomorrow night on behalf of everybody on the line. We love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
can get anything to you. I got good news.
Something good is happening here.
Prophesy over your own self. Somebody say breakthrough, take it up.